Next patient is Dorothy Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, Dorothy, D-O-R-O-T-H-Y. Date of birth is 9/15/1941. Date of service is 9/27/2023. Miss Harris is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She has been having increasing swelling of her lower extremities. She does complain of feeling tired and fatigued. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any nausea, no vomiting, she denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. H-E-N-T examination was normal. Neck was supple. JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS 2 was audible. Lungs, diminished breath sounds in the bases. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Both sounds were positive. Extremities, 3+ getting edema, both lower extremities. Impression, bilateral lower extremity swelling, progressively worse. Next. History of right hip fracture, status post-surgery, neck diabetes mellitus, neck hypertension, neck hyperlipidemia, neck dementia, neck DJD. Pre-implant discussed with patient about her symptoms. I have switched her. I have stopped her Lasix. Will start her on Vumix, 2 milligrams twice a day. Will monitor her weights. I've also encouraged her to keep her legs elevated. Also, A-strap have been recommended to be put on for an hour and then undo it. She was encouraged also to cut back on salty food. We'll check a CBC and a BMP in 5 days' time. Continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Lula Hibbard, H-I-B-B-A-R-D, Lula, L-U-L-A, date of birth is 6/27/1937, date of service is 9/27/2023. Miss Hibbard is seen in her room today at the request of the nurse since she has been complaining of pain in the lower back. She said that it's much worse with any movement. She has been having significant pain. She has been taking Tylenol with no significant relief. She denies any complaints of any chest pain, denies any shortness of breath. She denies any fall or any injury to her lower back. She has had previous compression fractures and feels the same way. She denies any numbness or tingling in her lower extremities. No other complaints. On examination, general appearance was normal. H-E-N-T examination was normal. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SMS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Bowel sounds were positive. Extremities, no significant edema. Lower back, tenderness over the lumbar spine. Impression, number one, low back pain. History of compression fracture. Next, hypertension. Next, history of CVA, next hyperlipidemia, next chronic hyponatremia, next chronic kidney disease, next DJD, next hypertension. Treatment plan discussed with the patient about her symptoms. I have suggested that we get x-ray of a LSS spine. She will be started on Tramadol. She wants to try it on a very lower dose of 25 milligrams 3 times a day. She will take it along with Tylenol. Also, I put her on Flexeril, 5 milligrams, twice a day. We'll see how she responds. Also, she has been using the lidocaine patch, which would be continued. We'll see what the x-ray shows. We'll continue other medications. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurse know or call the office, period. End of dictation.